But before that, we're going to have a lovely, jubbly darts chat to kick things off with a man who can only be introduced and will always be introduced using one song and one song only. We are the champions, my friend. A track that changed history. And we'll keep on fighting till the end. 1980 World Championships. We are the champions. Sequined shirt. We are the champions. Candelabra. Because we are the champions of the world. Quite simply, the first darts walk-on. Could you imagine darts before the players had their walk-ons? It doesn't even make sense that I'm 48. I never remember darts without it. It inspired everything since. It was a game changer. It changed the sport. And this man to this very day commands the respect of every generation of superstars, including this current one. The King of Bling is here. What a way to start the show. Morning, Bobby George.
Good morning, Carl.
Do you still get a buzz every time you hear that track?
Well, I do. I still do a lot of shows. I don't play competitive darts, fun darts. And I always have to put they don't light their candles now. Their battery used to be real candles, and I put the cloak on and I have to walk through. I walk through the crowd where that's dong, and I think I feel like Del Boy running down Peckham High Road with a Batman outfit on. I think I'm nearly 80 and I'm walking around with the candles and the music. They love it. They love it. Every time I hear that song, I always think of darts myself, obviously. But I never knew that. When I'd done that, Carl, I'd done it with a bit of fun. You know what I'm like. And I never thought that it would get so big, the walk-ons. And when you look back, you're right. If we didn't have the music now, it'd be a bit boring, really. But the music, the audience get involved. They walk on. Obviously, if you've got a walk-on music that everyone knows the words, then it works good. If you've got a record that no one knows, then it don't work. But it gives you a buzz when you've got the music in darts. The audience can get behind you, sing the song, they're all happy, and then game on. But I never thought it changed the game that much.
That's still the song we judge all songs by. Bobby has a new book out. The King of Bling is back in print after his sold-out autobiography. Still here is kind of an update. It's great because it gets into so many things that you've done in recent years. Of course, BAFTA nominated, the Real Marigold Hotel. Some really good stories. A lot of which aren't suitable for radio at this time of the day, but we'll get to that in just a second. But on that subject of like every, you know, we always think we've had the best era of darts and then the next one comes along. Right now, so exciting. The two Lukes, Humphreys and Littler, been given MBEs this week. One's 30, the age when you started. The other one's a teenager. I know that you're lost in admiration for what Luke Littler's done so far. Just talk to me about the young lad and what you think, you know, where you, just the King of Bling's thoughts on Luke Littler.
When he came on the scene, when he went and played in the PDC Youth and he won it, and he gave the opportunity to play the men's darts, he started playing. I thought, God, this kid can play really good. And he went on and on. He got to the final and he got tipped by the other Nuke. But I said, people say, oh, is that a fluke? I said, well, I can't see it being a fluke. You've got to be good to get to a final of a world championship. And I said, if he gets to the semi-final again, it's no fluke. And he won it. He won it. He was an amazing player. For his age, amazing. Mm. But he's been playing since he had a nappy. And they're going to sell, I think they're going to sell nappies with some of his darts now.
Do you know what? Looking at where we are at the moment in darts, obviously the two Lukes are obviously they're the men to beat. But when you go, then you go down, and of course you get to MVG next, and you get to Gerwyn Price and Stephen Bunting, yeah, and Chris Dobie and Nathan Aspinall. But they're darts players that the average sports fan that doesn't watch darts every week may not be familiar with yet. The likes of Josh Rock, who's the potential to go all the way. I think really going into most tournaments, any one of 20 players could win them. I think darts is in a great place right now in terms of the strength and depth, Bobby.
Oh yeah, it is. I mean, there's not a lot between them. Every week, near enough averaging over 100, all the players. One mistake, and you're out. But the Lukes have got one thing, probably not. They're better finishers, put it that way. If they got a shot, they'll finish it. And that is the game now. They're equal on the scores, but it's the shots out. And Littler, he's really, really dangerous on the shots out. And Humphries, he's steady all the time, same sort of scoring power, finishing. And that's why he's number one and Luke's number two. When they played last night against Germany, they got beat. I mean, they got beat up, really. Germany played really well. They didn't miss a thing. Probably because, got MBEs now and all the hype they have had. They've got a lot of pressure on them. They come up and play. But when you're playing pairs, it's a different sort of game, really. It's the timing's wrong because you're not used to that gap in between your throw. It's difficult to play pairs, but it's more enjoyable because you haven't got all the pressure on yourself unless your partner plays really well and you don't score and he gives you a shot and you miss it and you think, oh, no. I mean, I played a lot of pairs myself with good dart players and it does happen.
It's a different skill, you're right. The Premier League just finishing. We move on to the World Cup of Darts this week with the two Lukes getting knocked out. They were such big favourites as well. And that's the thing now. Every week there's a tournament worth watching. But the one thing that never changes, Bobby, you were saying it 20 years ago, you were saying it 30 years ago. That's what I love. Players come and go. And the old Bobby George adage you've just talked about it, trebles for show, doubles for dough. That's why we love it. If you can't hit that double, Bobby, is the difference between being number three in the world and being number 333.
Exactly. It's that little bit at the end. I mean, they say, oh, he's a great dart player. A lot of players, some even I played, but I said he's a great scorer, but he's no good at finishing. He's not that good finishing. But if you can score and finish, that is the most important thing in a darts game, obviously. And last night, when the two Lukes played, they didn't perform as they can do. When they had a couple of shots, you think they got it, and they missed, which is unusual.
And of course, what gets us on to still here, Bobby George, your new book. What I liked about it as well is, it gave you a chance to talk about, as we get older, Bobby, talk about those rivals of yours that became great friends, that are no longer with us. And I was really intrigued to read about Eric Bristow, your exploits together. And because it's you, Bobby, it's a very honest account.
I'm not too bad with Eric. I knew Eric when he was a young man. I mean, we used to go to different opens and we used to share the money, whoever won, or we played pairs with each other. Another thing we used to do, when you go to Ireland, you play your first game, you can wait 2 hours for your next. So we used to practice our autographs, me and Eric. And I'd look at him and I said, ain't no good, that one. And he said, no, you can't read that clear enough. We practice our autographs, so we couldn't wait for anyone to ask us. Today is different. everyone wants your autograph straight away. And Eric, obviously, if you think back, Eric was the first guy to get an MBE, but he never really mentioned it much.
That's right. Yeah.
We forget he was all them years ago. He was a nuisance sometimes when he was with me, Eric. In the morning, make a cup of tea, all right, Bobo, go to the venue, nicest. And then about 9:30, who are you? What you won? Everything. You see, he just got me nerves, but I do miss him. Yeah, I miss him.
I remember driving you to the Ali Pali to the PDC World Darts, and Bobby had special parking at the back of the venue, and we got to the back steps of the Ali Pali, and he was the person that was there standing in the bottom of the steps, Bobby, to greet you and brought you in, straight in, showed you everywhere. I mean, everyone treats you like a king at the darts, but I always remember on that back stairs, you know, in the rain, I think it was, it was pouring down, and there he was waiting to greet you at the back stairs. So he had, I could tell the love between you that night.
Yeah, he was not. See, he never showed that. You know, he got on the when he's done things on the television. When he beat me in the final 2 years, a year before that, we would never think we'd be playing for a world championship. Me and Eric used to say that. I mean, amazing. And he got quite big-headed. And I thought, what's the matter with him? I said to him, oh, he said, it's just, you know, sorry about that. You know, had a few drinks, he said. And every morning he apologised to me. But he got me nervous.
Tell you what, though, Bobby, the one thing about reading this book is just how, I mean, you're the career that never ends. You know, you didn't touch a dart until your 30th birthday. We're sitting at 80 now, your award-winning TV shows, and, of course, you still go out to exhibition darts. The theme tune still rings out. You're signing autographs for 20-year-olds, Bobby. How does that feel?
Yeah, I mean, yesterday I'd done an exhibition in Brentwood and for Motors, and there's a lot of people there, and the toilet was near the crowd, but they had security, you know, so that was our toilet that we used. But the kids there, they found out a different way around that. I went to go to the loo, and there's 25 kids waiting for me autograph at the toilet. Yeah, a lot of youth fans there is now, which is good, you know. Yeah. I thought, my age, they would never remember me, the youngsters, but they do. They follow the darts and know the history. It's exploded, the game, with the youth.
And if they want to know more, they need to pick up Still Here, Bobby George. Great to see you back in print again, Bobby. Lovely to kick the show off with you this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Colin. And may the darts be with you.